Well, this morning we continue in our sermon series, Women of the Bible, where we are looking at different scripture passages of women of faith in the Bible, women who make a difference, whether or not their names are remembered or not. If you've been with us over the past few weeks, you'll know that we spent some time in the Old Testament looking at some of the women there, Hannah and Rahab, and this morning we fast forward to the New Testament to another woman who came into Jesus' presence, a woman who was sick, and a woman who found healing just with a touch. But before we come to this story, I would invite you to join with me once more in a word of prayer. Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are our potter, and we are your clay. Amen. Well, on January 17th, 1987, a young and precocious 9-year-old boy named John O'Leary decided to sneak into his father's garage to cause some trouble, as 9-year-old boys are prone to do. Now, John wasn't meaning to cause any damage to the garage by going in there. All he wanted to do was perform a simple party trick some friends had taught him days earlier. See, a few days earlier, some local neighborhood boys had shown John a trick where you could make a matchstick dance. All you needed was a piece of cardboard, a drop of kerosene, and the flame would sizzle and spark for 3 or 4 seconds. John wanted to recreate the experiment himself. It was all innocent fun. Of course, John should have never tried to handle a 5-gallon drum of gasoline himself. But you know, 9-year-old boys, they think they can do anything. And John found the cardboard, he lit the match, and the entire garage exploded. John's brother Jim was inside the house when the accident happened. He heard the explosion, and he came running to see what had taken place. And when he saw his brother was covered from head to toe in flames. And Jim tackled John. He beat out the flames as best he could. John's two sisters were there as well. They called for help. They carried their brother outside, and within minutes, an ambulance came tumbling down the street. Within the hour, John was in surgery, surrounded by dozens of doctors and nurses who were working on him at the same time. The doctors would later tell John O'Leary's parents that their son had been burned on 100% of his body. 87% of the burns were third degree, which meant the burn was so vicious the skin refuses to grow back. During the accident, John lost his fingers, his hands, and his face were permanently disfigured. No one expected him to make it even through the night, but he lived. In fact, the most amazing thing about his story might just be this. Throughout the entire experience, John said he never lost consciousness. From the explosion, to the flames, to the ambulance ride, he said he was awake for the entire experience. The whole time, he said, as he was preparing to go into surgery, he was just asking himself the same question over and over that was running through his mind, the same question again and again. Why me? He asked himself. Why me? Of course, it's a question each of us ask at some point in our lives. Why me? Why did this thing have to happen to me? Why did this burden get placed on my shoulders? Why me? Of course, you can ask the question as many times as you like, but sooner or later you'll realize you will never get an answer in return. Why me? Why me? And so once upon a time, the Bible tells us of a woman from Galilee who woke up one morning to find that she was sick in a way she had never been sick before. Now, at first, the woman didn't think much of her illness. It'll pass in a few days, she said to herself. Of course, days turned to weeks, and weeks turned to months, and months turned to years, and the woman did not get better. She went to all the doctors she knew, and they ran all the tests they could. They checked her from head to toe to try to figure out what was wrong with her, but nothing was ever discovered. Again and again, she would show up at the hospital seeking help. She would pay her copay. She would see the specialist. She would take the medication they gave her, but she never got better. Said the woman became weaker and weaker as each day passed. Now, if anyone had the right to ask that question, why me? It was this woman. This woman who had suffered so much. This woman who had lost everything. She had lost her health. She had lost her family. She had lost her money that was spent on all of the doctors who could not provide her answers. Why me? To be sick for 12 long years. Why me? She asked. To be an outcast from society who no one would even touch. Why me? To know that your time is limited? And that you're running out of options. Why me? Why me? Now let me ask you a question. What do you do with those moments in life? Those moments when you have more questions than you have answers. Those moments when there's more sickness than there is healing. What do you do with those seasons of your life? When you feel like the burden of the world has been placed upon your shoulders and there is no one there to help you, how do you make it through that kind of disappointment? How do you not lose hope? For 12 years, 12 years, this woman was alone, and there was no one who could possibly help her in her need. Until one day, Jesus showed up. He came walking through her village. He was going to see someone else. He was surrounded by a crowd of people. Now, maybe it was the desperation of the woman, or maybe it was her 12 years of disappointment and frustration that led her to do what she did. But without hesitation and without apology, she fought her way through the crowd. And she reached out and she touched Jesus because she thought, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, then I will be made well. And the scripture says, power left Jesus' body. And the woman was healed. Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Now notice for a moment. Unlike so many of the other miracles we read about in the scriptures, this healing is a little bit different. In this healing, the woman is the one who took the first step in her own recovery. She was the one who reached out and touched Jesus. Jesus didn't touch her. She was the one who initiated contact with them in the first place. In fact, reading the scripture, you almost get the feeling if she didn't reach out and touch him, he would have passed her by and she would have never experienced healing and wholeness in her life. It was her decision, her choice, that led to her own healing. Daughter, Jesus said, your faith has made you well. I guess sometimes when it comes to God's healing, we have to be the ones willing to take that first step. John O'Leary spent 8 months in the hospital and in different rehabilitation centers coming back from his accident. Now, you should know the mortality rate for that kind of burn is 100%. No one survives that kind of explosion, especially a 9-year-old boy. But against all odds, he did survive. Day by day, he continued to grow a little bit stronger. Night by night, life began to return to his body. It didn't happen all at once, but slowly. Over time, things began to change for him. And someone, in fact, asked John what he was thinking about during those 8 long months of recovery. How do you continue day in and day out in physical therapy and not give up hope at some point? How do you make it through that time? John said, well, you know, when I was first taken to the hospital, all I could think about was that question, why me? Why did this happen to me? But you know, he said, something changed in my recovery. I don't exactly know when it happened, but at some point during those 8 months, I started asking myself a different question. Instead of asking myself the question, why did this terrible thing happen to me, I started to ask myself this. How did I get so lucky? Why me, he said. Why was I able to survive the type of accident that no one else survives? Why me? Why did hundreds of doctors and nurses sacrifice their time for my recovery so that I could be made well again? Why me, he said. Why did so many people bring meals to my family? Why did thousands of churches offer to pray for me even though they didn't even know me? Why me? Who am I that other people would care so much about me? I still have the scars, John said. And yes, my family struggled because of the accident. But you know, just by asking that different question, it made a difference. And perhaps that's where God's healing always begins. And maybe God's healing always begins from the place not of our greatest pain, but instead it comes to us in the place of our deepest gratitude. Maybe that's what it means for us to take that first step in faith. Maybe that's what it means for us to reach out and to touch Jesus' garment. It means taking time to stop and to realize that Jesus is in our very midst. And that no matter what we are going through in this life, he is all we will ever need. Daughter, Jesus said, your faith has made you well. So why you? Why are you so blessed that God has given you another day? Because, you know, today is a day unlike any other day you've ever experienced before. Today is a day filled with promise and blessing and beauty, and you did nothing to deserve it. Why you? Why did God give you the strength to get out of bed this morning and to come to a community of faith as beautiful as this one, where you are surrounded with brothers and sisters who honestly care for you and who will do anything for you? Why you? How did you get so lucky? Why you? Oh, why has God brought so many wonderful people into your life? So many people that brought beauty, who made you into the person you are today. Why have you been blessed to know them for so long? Why you? Why did God give you such great gifts? Gifts that allow you to make a difference in the world. Gifts that allow you to leave people better than when you found them. Why you? Why have you been blessed so much? It's what if that were the question we ask ourselves every morning, as soon as our feet hit the ground? What kind of healing would take place in our own lives if we began each new day from a place of our deepest gratitude? What kind of miracles could Jesus perform then? Why you? 850 United Methodist churches in Eastern North Carolina, and I got sent to the very best one. Why you? 1,000 United Methodist pastors in Eastern North Carolina, and you got sent the very best ones. Why you? Why did Jesus show up in your life the moment you needed him most? Why did the phone ring when you needed to hear a voice? Why did he give you a hug the moment you needed to be embraced? Why you? Why are you so blessed? Why you? Why did God offer you forgiveness again and again, even though you don't deserve it? Why you? Now, I know life isn't easy. And I know there are times when you have been burned in the past, and there are times when you will be burned in the future. And I'm not saying things will always work out in the end, but I am saying this. That through it all, God says, I will be with you. And in the end, that is all we will ever need. I still have the scars, John O'Leary said. And my family still struggled, he said. But just by asking a different question, it made a difference. Why you? Will you pray with me? Eternal God, we know that in the midst of our struggles, you are with us. And that even when we don't have the eyes to see, your blessing is upon our lives. We take time to pause and to humble ourselves and to say thank you. For we know this life is a gift. We know your grace is offered to us without merit. And we thank you for the abundance of your blessings. And for those times of hardship, O Lord, we thank you that you do not let us go. And we pray, Lord, that we might experience the fullness of life as we reach out and touch you. We offer this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.